Hi, everybody. That's right. It is the good stuff. And we're honored to be with you. We have some good things coming up. For example, actual analogies and metaphors found in high school essays.
Those were funny. We did a few of those on another program.
Yep.
So we thought we better get some more of those in there. The visitvalentine.org website is set up as your clearinghouse for a lot of different things to do here in Cherry County and Valentine for vacationing. A trip down the National Scenic River. There's still time to do that. And yes, we've had plenty of rain. The grass is green. The river's flowing good. It's a great time. And there's a lot of outfitters that'll set you up to just take all the worry away from what you need to be doing. So enjoy it with your family. Go to visitvalentine.com or visitvalentine.org for some details.
And not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, well, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. It's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture, from grains to gears. It's what ranchers read, Tri-State Livestock News.
All right, you got those analogies and metaphors out?
I sure do.
Well, let's get started with some of those, because those were funny.
They were quite amusing. Now, remember as we go through them that these are coming from high school essays. So think about that as we read these. As I kick off with, her vocabulary was as bad as, like, whatever.
She grew on him like she was a colony of E. coli, and he was room temperature Canadian beef. I like the Canadian beef part.
That's very, very interesting, isn't it? The lamp just sat there like an inanimate object. Again, from high school essays.
Good observation there. McBride fell 12 stories, hitting the pavement like a hefty bag filled with vegetable soup.
Long separated by cruel fate, the star-crossed lovers raced across the grassy field toward each other like two freight trains, one having left Cleveland at 6:36 p.m., traveling at 55 miles per hour, the other from Topeka at 4:19 p.m. at the speed of 35 miles per hour.
Must have had to do some math problems in there or something.
I think they did.
He fell for her like his heart was a mob informant, and she was the East River.
Oh, my. Oh, my. The plan was simple, like my brother-in-law, Phil. But unlike Phil, this plan just might work.
Oh, yeah. Poor Phil. I'm just going to continue with these because I think they're funny. The young fighter had a hungry look, the kind you get from not eating for a while. Very observant.
Remember, high schoolers, it hurt the way your tongue hurts after you accidentally staple it to the wall.
Accidentally staple it to the wall?
To the wall.
Her date was pleasant enough, but she knew that if her life was a movie, this guy would be buried in the credits as something like second tall man. That's actually pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Yeah. Her pants fit her like a glove. Well, maybe more like a mitten. Actually.
Couldn't quite decide what that one was going to be. He was as bald as one of the Three Stooges, either Curly or Larry. You know, the one who goes, woo, woo, woo.
Okay, they didn't hit any of that. Oh, too cute. The sardines were packed as tight as the coach section of a 747.
Somebody obviously had a little travel experience there.
Well, and that's interesting to talk about the people on the airplane being packed in instead of the sardines being packed in.
The baseball player stepped out of the box and spit like a fountain statue of a Greek god that scratches itself a lot and spits brown, rusty tobacco water and refuses to sign autographs for all the little Greek kids unless they pay him lots of drachmas. Apparently, kids got a little issue.
Yeah, her artistic sense was exquisitely refined, like someone who can tell butter from, I can't believe it's not butter. And again, these have been actual analogies and metaphors found in high school essays. Mike, bring it home.
I had fun with these here. The dandelion swayed in the gentle breeze like an oscillating electric fan set on medium. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.